It was such a beautiful ceremony. And I must say, as the casket was being moved from the hospital right to the ceremony, hundreds of Lusaka residents braved the rains to have a last glimpse of the late former president. And also his family, led by his widow, Tandwe, gave tribute. And the widow indicated that he was the best husband that she could have ever asked for. And also we heard his children speak, and his grandchildren, and also one of his best friends, the longest best friend that he had for 71 years. And all of these people, as they spoke and gave tribute to the man that is being buried today, they all indicated he was a good man. He had a big heart. He was charismatic, energetic, and had such an illustrious career. And he also emphasized peace, unity, joy, excellence, and coexistence.
Now, tell us about the burial ground. This is the presidential burial site for all of Zambia's presidents. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. He is being buried at the presidential burial site at Embassy Park in Lusaka, where all the four late presidents of Zambia are buried. Kenneth Kaunda, Michael Sata, there's also Frederick Chiluba, as well as Levi Mwanawasa.
Now, who are among the those invited?
Those invited are the dignitaries from Zambia, as well as the region. We have a former Mozambican president, Joaquim Chissano attending, and we also have Jakaya Kikwete, the former Tanzanian president, attending, amongst other dignitaries. We have also President Edgar Lungu, former President Edgar Lungu, attending with his wife. We also have many ambassadors and high commissioners that are representing many different countries, not only from Africa, but from Europe and also the United States. Also, all the opposition leaders braved, all the differences that they have and attended this burial. Even President Hakainde Hichilema, in his speech, indicated and acknowledged the opposition leaders, and he also encouraged Zambians to ensure that they look at other people from their positive sides, because that's what Arabi, as he was fondly known, Rupia Bwezanibanda, left that legacy of looking at people not because they were, they had negatives and they had weaknesses. He looked at their positive side instead and celebrated that.